106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
We're talking about catcalling.
Girls!
So, new research has come out about catcalling, and honestly, it's kind of shocking. And as you hear us talk about this, if you have been catcalled, call or text us, 916-909-1065. Tell us how it made you feel. We want to know. And it turns out that 40% of people don't know what to do when they see somebody getting catcalled, like a spectator. Like if I was with you and somebody catcalls you, I don't know what to do. I'm definitely in that 40%. But this is the big one. 72% have been catcalled. And I'm guessing these are women. 72% of women have been catcalled. I can't believe it's that high.
Really?
It just, being catcalled, it just seems like it's something that we did in the 50s or 60s. Like, it just didn't say, or maybe the 70s, like, it just didn't seem like something that, like, we're still catcalling?
I do think catcalling, there's something funny about it, because you kind of want to be like, "What? Hey, buddy, pal, what did you think was going to happen?
Right.
What did you think I was going to do?
How effective could it possibly be to just hear at 45 miles an hour past you, "Hey, baby."
I don't think I've ever been catcalled.
No. You?
And thank you, Kevin.
I'm pissed for
you. And I'm not saying that I want to be, okay?
Right.
Let me make it clear.
Please.
In the same way that I don't want to be stalked.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
But what I want to know is, why not me?
Right.
Because 72% is very high.
It is very high.
Now, there might be some extenuating circumstances. I don't leave the house very much.
Okay.
Okay.
That's a good reason.
Catcalling does seem to happen in more metropolitan areas where people travel on foot. But I do have the goods.
Right.
Okay?
Yes.
I've got large breasts.
Yes.
I have a notable backside.
Right. You check all the boxes for what a catcaller would catcall.
You would think so. And I give great face.
So what is the problem?
What am I doing wrong?
Great. So
again, don't want to be, but also what's wrong with me?
Uh-huh.
The closest I ever got was, I was at a gas station once and a homeless gentleman said to me, "For a white girl, you got a whole lot of ass."
All right.
But he wasn't like,
I don't know what to do with that.
He wasn't far away, which feels like catcalling has to be done from a distance.
Yeah.
He was just like picking through a garbage can kind of next to where I was pumping.
Yeah.
And it was more like just an observation. Like it wasn't even like he was trying to get at me.
Yeah.
It was, he was taken aback by it. And I said, thank you.
Oh, okay. Well, so you thanked him for it. Listen, we'll chalk that up to catcalling adjacent for sure.
Okay. So, it felt like he was more complimenting.
Would it make you feel better if Kevin and I started catcalling?
Yes,
you?
We could do that. We could make you feel like a bad bitch.
Well, okay, let's try it, because I don't know.
Okay. Open the door.
Okay.
And walk past it. And then Kevin, keep the door open.
Okay.
All right. So Katie's leaving the studio, because I feel like if you're just sitting in here, then it's just sexual harassment. Okay. Okay. All right. So you're walking by the studio. We're doing a show. Oh, ow, ow.
Oh, here comes hot mama.
Could you be more specific? Because that could be for anybody.
I said hot mama.
Well, but it could be any hot.
The women are around and they're mamas too.
Oh, okay.
All right. So make it a little bit more specific. Okay. All right. Here we go. She walks by. Oh, look at that hot, sexy red hair.
Yes.
All right, is that better? Okay.
Yeah, more like the new sexy red.
Right. Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, okay. So make it a little bit more specific. All right.
Okay.
Did that make you feel better?
How did that make you feel?
Guys, it felt forced.
What?
It felt, you know what? It makes me so feel like I'm in the percentage of women that just don't got it for some reason.
Yeah.
And I have had people say that maybe I'm intimidating to men, but I got to tell you, that seems like a stretch that I would be intimidating to anybody.
Interesting that you said that because we got a text message in. Don't read it. Katie is too quote unquote sturdy to be catcalled. Hold on, that's the part that sounds bad.
Okay.
But then they follow that up with where the ramifications of being catcalled would be pretty bad.
Okay, so I look too much like I can hold my own.
Yes, the ramifications of a catcall could be very bad if it was not received well. So okay. Like sturdy, they mean you're ready to scrap.
Well, okay. And the truth is I am sturdy.
You are.
Right.
So if somebody, like, if you're going to catcall somebody, you want to catcall somebody, it's not going to kick your ass.
I will say this. You said if somebody else was being catcalled, you wouldn't know what to do. I would jump into action immediately.
Yeah?
Yeah. Okay. And defend them.
Okay.
And be like, I mean, it had to depend on the situation.
All right, so hold on. So you would defend Kevin. I'll catcall Kevin.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Right. Okay.
All right, Kevin, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
For a Vietnamese girl, you got a whole lot of ass.
Keep it to yourself, you fat bitch.